School Community Radio at Millgate.
Hello, welcome to the second episode of Scram for 2015. We're your hosts, Kirsty,
Johnny,
and Sarah. Today we're going to have an action-packed show with interviews from Miss Ashworth and the House Winners.
Jokes with Pania and Alana and the Year 5 app review.
And this week we have Pania and Alana for jokes.
Here's Pania.
How do basketball players stay cool?
I don't know.
They sit next to their fans.
This is Alana.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Doris.
Doris who?
Door is locked. That's why I knocked.
Thank you guys for coming in.
Cheers.
So now I'm going to be interviewing Miss Ashworth, who is going to retire at the end of term one. So Miss Ashworth, how long have you been in education for?
A long time. I actually started teaching when I just turned 20 years of age.
Oh.
So I was a bit of a youngie when I started out, and seeing I'm now 60, I've been teaching for over 40 years, but I've had some breaks in between by having three gorgeous children and travelling overseas for a couple of times, 12 months, two lots of 12 months overseas and teaching in America for 12 months. So a few changes, but It's been good.
Awesome. So how long have you been at Millgate?
This is my seventh year at Millgate. I taught grade 6 for 3 years and taught grade 4 for 3 years, and this year I have my beautiful grade 5s.
Lovely. So what will you miss about Millgate and teaching in general?
The thing I think I'll miss definitely is the children and the students. I loved seeing children grow and develop and become stronger and believe in themselves and become more confident. And I have seen that with so many children that have come through the school and through different schools. And when they leave with a big smile on their face and feel good about themselves, that's probably the best thing for me and the thing that I'll miss in teaching the most.
All right, thank you, Miss Ashworth. We will miss you very much. I hope you have a nice time in your future, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, girls, and I'll be interviewing the student and house leaders who previously won the house swimming last Friday. Congratulations.
Cheers.
So what was the funniest part of the day?
Probably when we did the speech and Mitch said thanks to the swimming pool and actually pointed to it.
So how did you think of the speech?
Well, I thought of all the people that helped and who set the day up and thanked all the other houses.
Thank you, Mitch, for talking, and Maddie.
Thanks, Johnny. Now we have Alana in Year 5 to talk about how to use Pic Collage. So, Alana, how often do you use Pic Collage?
Usually twice a day, because we use it once for creativity and the second time to make a poster and learn interesting things.
And how do you use it?
Well, when you get onto the app, you can do different things like get web images, backgrounds, stickers, text, photos and YouTube. You can also have an account to share different collages, and it's just like a poster but in an interactive version.
What age group would you recommend this for?
I think 5 years old and up, because it's a great learning tool and it's really good for learning and creativity.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Kirsty here, and I have Tom from Year 6 to talk about the instrumental music program that we offer here at Millgate. Thanks, Tom, for coming in.
No problem.
So tell us a bit about what you play and how the instrumental music program works.
Well, the instrumental music program is a music program that you can participate here in Millgate. There are lots of different instruments you can learn, like the trumpet, the guitar, the drums, and singing and stuff like that.
Yeah, awesome. So what do you play?
I play the drum.
Oh, great. Earlier on, we recorded you playing your drums, so let's have a listen. Here we go.
Thank you.
Tom. So how long have you been playing the drums?
I've been playing the drums for a year and a half.
Do you have your own drum kit?
Yes, I have an electric drum kit that I got last year for Christmas.
Wow, that's amazing. So how can people find out to play an actual musical instrument?
Well, they could go to the office and ask about the instrumental music program to learn more about it and see if they can get a lesson.
Okay, thanks Tom for coming in. I really enjoyed that session. So now, after this short break, we're going to have Jonathan interview Keanu about the world's greatest shave.
Hello Keanu, we have heard you've been doing the world's greatest shave. When are you doing it?
I'm doing it on Monday, April the 20th at Assembly.
So what made you do the world's greatest shave?
I saw an ad on YouTube and I thought it would be a great idea because it is great for our community and society.
So how does the world's greatest shave work?
Before I shave my hair, people sponsor me and then I shave my hair on a certain day. You can also choose what to do, like the guys waxing, the girls shaving all their hair off.
So, who is sponsoring you?
So far, my mom has sponsored the most, $100, exactly.
Well, that's a lot. Thanks for being on the show and good luck with the world's greatest shave.
That's all we've got for today. We hope you enjoyed the show.
We're your Scram hosts, Kirsty,
Sarah,
and Johnny.
Bye!